Well, it is, of course, quite easy to point the finger at youth in general for the problems which we've been seeing. But it's only a very small minority who are involved in these kind of disturbances. Hundreds, not thousands. What about the young people who feel they may have a genuine complaint about the way they're viewed by society, but they still don't go out rioting or looting? David Whitty has been to the Copenhagen Youth Project in London to talk to three young men, Junior, Kyle and Tonto. First of all, Junior, what does he think is the root cause of all this trouble?
If you ask three different people in the street, you'll get three different answers. I think it's a gradual build-up of anger against the government, and they're finding this way, well, causing riots to, like, react to the government, because all of the cuts and, like, the cuts of jobs and stuff like that, I think they feel like they're shunned out and they're ignored.
But what is it that they want to be heard? What you know, if you had the chance to sit down and say your piece, what would it be? What's the message that needs to get through, Tonto?
In my opinion, it's not about people wanting to be heard, it's about people acting in an opportunistic manner. Don't get me wrong, I believe that the way society is right now, there is a lot wrong, and the youth are shunned at a lot of the time. Police are very harsh towards a lot of the young people, especially where I'm from. And even me personally, I've been mistreated by the police. I'm not a criminal, I haven't got a criminal record or anything.
Just give our listeners an example.
Just for instance, simple stop and searches. There's ways in which you can go about it. Everyone in the community understands that it's necessary, because obviously there's loads of stabbings and also there's shootings in London a lot of the time. But to go about it in an overly aggressive manner, I think, causes a lot of anger amongst, especially people that don't actually do anything wrong.
And I've been in that situation. I know plenty of other people that have been in that situation. After I've been in that situation, I've been sad thinking about it. Why are they treating me like this? But I know that next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to work. So that's what I look forward to. When other people do that don't have nothing to do or that don't have jobs, that's probably when it just builds up and builds up and builds up. And
just take that thing of the stop and search. So there's anger against the police for that. But then the looting is towards shopkeepers and shops. So it's like kicking something else in. It's kicking A to hurt B. It doesn't quite make sense.
Of course not. I understand that. But the way the looters are, and a lot of the rioters are probably thinking is, when I wasn't doing anything wrong, or when they was going about their duties, they behaved in such a manner. Now, when I want to do what I want to do with my group of friends, the police can't do anything about that now. So
that's sticking
in their muscles, sort of thing.
So that's sticking it to the police. It's not sticking it to the government, like you're saying, Junior. It's sticking it to the police.
A lot of it is to do with the government, same way it is to do with the police, and same way it is for opportunistic reasons. It's a big build-up of things.
Do you reckon it's fair to blame parents of some of the kids or the young people who are looting for what's going on?
In a lot of cases, yes, because I feel I've had a good upbringing. I live in an area where there is poverty, there's things going wrong, but I wasn't out there doing that, and I believe it's because I was brought up to know right from wrong.
Respect is very important at all levels of society. Youngsters use the word respect a lot. It means a lot, and yet they don't feel they're getting respect and they don't show respect. How do you sort of square that circle of who gives and who gets respect, Kyle?
Everyone says if you show respect, you will be respected. I believe in that. That's how I conduct myself. I respect my mum, first of all. My mum's a single parent. I wouldn't be out there. First thing I'll be doing if someone says, come, let's go and loot, I'll be thinking, no, genuine personally. Secondly, would be, I'm not going to go there. And I've seen my mum. I've come home from school and had to wait 3 hours for my mum to get home because she's working. So I know that my mum's done this for me. I respect my mum, and I respect the house that we're living in. And I understand everything that she's done since I've been born. And that is one of the main reasons that I believe that most of these kids don't have that respect for their parents, because they're out there doing it.
Tonto.
A lot of them don't have respect for their parents, because I would never want to be seen on television by my mum doing this, that and the other, because that's, to me, is a major disrespect. That's showing to her she hasn't brought me up properly.
Good lad, Tonto. It sounds like she has brought you up properly. That's Tonto, Junior and Kyle at the Copenhagen Youth Project.